This is the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place each week to get an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort. Welcome in. It's episode 41 of the Inferno Podcast. I'm your host, Landrum Roberts. Today's episode rundown is brought to you by Legacy Credit Union, the official credit union of UAB Athletics. UAB basketball coach Andy Kennedy's been telling us about all of these guys that he's assembled for the 2025 and 2026 roster, where you're going to meet four of those. So exactly a third of the signing class you're going to meet today here on the Inferno is just a couple of them. They've only been here for a few hours, but they're going to join us, learn a little bit about them personality-wise, including today, Jacob Meyer, Kyron Lindsey, Ari Gooch, and Evan Chapman. We'll talk about expectations, background, and maybe some fun stuff that we'll get into as well. It's episode 41. We'll call it a Meet Your Future Basketball Blazers episode 41 of the Inferno Podcast. Stay with us.
Trent Dilfer here, head football coach of the UAB Blazers. I want to tell you about my friends at Legacy Credit Union. Legacy began as University Credit Union in 1955 and remains committed to UAB faculty, students, alumni, and fans. Not only do they support the Birmingham community, but they are also proud sponsors of UAB and UAB Athletics. Visit LegacyCreditUnion.com and find out why you should become a member today.
The Inferno Podcast, Blazer fans, we've made it really, really easy for you. There's a lot of different ways that you can consume this podcast each and every week, and we certainly appreciate you doing that. But you're going to appreciate it because we're going to keep you up to date on everything going on within the athletics program, the green and gold. YouTube, it's pretty simple. At Inferno Podcast UAB, like, subscribe, ring the bell, tell your family about it, your friends, your neighbors, spread it around the office. This thing is going to catch fire, literally. Appreciate you joining us there on YouTube. But also Instagram, you can find us Inferno_pod on Twitter, or the X if you prefer, at Inferno_pod_UAB on Facebook. That's kind of the OG, right? UAB Athletics. You can find it there on Facebook. And, of course, you can go to UABSports.com. We've got links. We've got all different ways. There is no excuse for you to miss the Inferno Podcast each and every week.
The if in life, it's a world of possibilities. If you go for a night out with friends, if you can keep an eye on your money along the way, if you know you have overdraft protection with no fee transfers from savings, when you get a low balance alert, it's easier to say yes to fun. If that sounds good, try Regions Life Banking.
Stay ready for the if in life. Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Welcome back into the Inferno Podcast. Landrum Roberts, I am your host. It is time to meet a lot of new faces for Andy Kennedy's 2025-2026 basketball Blazers, the first of which are these two gentlemen. To my right, we've got Kyron Lindsey. We've also got Jacob Meyer. It's a little bit of a meet and greet because this all came together very, very soon. First of all, you guys have been here, what, a couple of days?
Yep. Yeah, 2 days.
And welcome to Birmingham.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, let's go, and we'll get into all the bio. But first, Kyron, let's start with you. Why UAB? Why did you choose Birmingham?
Chris Schumann just kind of was recruiting me, and we just kind of made a good connection. We didn't talk about basketball, I'd say, for the first week. You know, kind of got to know each other on a personal basis, and that kind of just stuck with me. And then coming on a visit, me and Coach AK just seeing how it really is and he means what he says is kind of felt like the right decision.
Yeah, Denton, Texas, and we'll get back into that. We know what school resides there in Denton, Texas. That's right. Thumbs down.
Don't like them.
You got Jacob Meyer. All he does is get buckets. He is a bucket machine. I was reading your high school bio. Originally Covington, Kentucky. You've had a couple of different spots. Coastal Carolina, most recently DePaul. Mm-hmm. 3,280 career points in high school.
It's crazy.
Averaged 38.2 points per game his senior season, 36.8 points per game his junior season. And I forgot, I didn't write the stat down, but how many games you had over 40 points. Do you ever miss?
Might have been almost the whole season, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. That's you didn't even know that about this.
That's not real.
This is your new one of your newest teammates.
Yeah.
How well have you guys gotten to know each other since you got here?
Not yet.
Not yet.
We just, we're planning to hang out, actually. Oh, yeah, I texted them the other day.
Yeah?
So. Yeah.
Are those, are those friendships already starting to forge? Because we've got two of your other teammates that are going to be joining us here on the podcast today. But what about for you? What about Birmingham? What led you here?
Yeah, so definitely Coach Shoemate. You know, he actually coached against me when I was at Coastal. He was at Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
So we already kind of had a relationship there. And, you know, when I came on my visit, you know, Coach AK, you know, his goals and my goals aligned. And, you know, I want to help, you know, win championships here. So,
you know, AK, he shot the rock pretty well back in his day. You know all about that.
Stats.
Yeah.
I am interested from this perspective. And, Kyron, you started your career in the SEC and playing at Georgia. But most recently, Texas Tech. But what did you know about the UAB program just from afar?
Not really much. I know about like Jelly Walker because we played him in the Daytona tournament. That was my first time ever getting a look at UAB. And then besides that, besides Chris Shoemate hitting me up, I don't think I really, you know, dove too much into it. But I mean, I'm here and I wouldn't regret it. So
what about you?
I didn't know much.
Didn't know very much.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Birmingham was a city. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was like a small college town. Yeah. I thought it was like Tuscaloosa.
So what are your first impressions of Birmingham?
I love it. I've never been to a city school, so it's cool for me for sure.
There's a lot to do. Birmingham's a hidden gem, and we get that from coaches who have grown up in other parts of the country or players, and they come here, and you realize it's really the perfect size. You get a lot of what you get in the big city, but it's still got some of that small-town feel, which I guess you guys could appreciate coming from Denton, Texas. Not that it's teeny tiny, but also Covington, Kentucky, right?
Yep.
A lot of good food, a lot of good things to get into. Let's talk about basketball first and foremost. And transfer portal, it's kind of wild. What should fans know about the transfer portal from a player's perspective, and how fast it kind of goes for you guys?
I'll let you take this one first.
I would say the portal is kind of stressful. I'm being honest, because you're talking to different people every day. One day you could be talking to them, next day you're not. So it's really stressful, and it's always you always got to find the perfect fit for you. So.
Yeah, I say it's stressful because you don't know where your future is going to end up. You know, being my fourth school now, it's kind of become the norm. Some people think it's crazy, but I think it's just the way of college basketball. But stuff moves fast in the portal. Like you say, I'm gonna make my decision in like a couple weeks. Well, for them, a couple weeks is like 2 days. Like, you got to make stuff fast. So it kind of makes things tough. But, like, when you know what you're looking for, since you've been to multiple schools like I have, it's kind of, like, easier.
All right, that's where I want to go next. What are you looking for this stage in your career? What are you looking for?
It's going to be my senior year. I haven't really won much in my college career. First year was cut short. I didn't play at Tech the second year. And then Murray, I didn't make it as far as I wanted to, so I kind of just want to leave a standing impact in a program and win. That's really my main goal, is just to win. I want to win as much as I can and make a big difference in a program.
Yeah, same thing as him. You know, in my 2 years of college, you know, I haven't done much of winning, and I want to come here and win.
What are the questions that you're asking when you're on the – we call it speed dating. That's basically what it is. What are the questions you're asking the coaching staff?
Like, how do you see me fitting in a program? What role do you see me playing? And I also ask coaches, like, what their goals are. Like, I know they want to win, but, like, from a player's perspective, like, it's not just a coach player. It's a kind of like a father figure to, like, a son type thing. So I get more personal when I'm connected because I want to be able to play as hard as I can for you and know that I can trust you. So it's kind of like more personal questions for me. And then, like, just the simple basketball questions, like how we're going to win, style of play, and things like that.
No, same thing. Same thing as him, everything, yeah.
Is there – when, from your perspective, and a guy that likes to shoot the rock, can shoot it pretty well, are we talking about touches? I know we talk about touches in college football, wide receivers, how many touches, how many targets am I going to get, running backs. What does that look like for a guard?
Honestly, like he said, you just kind of fit. Like, you kind of ask him those questions, like, how am I going to fit in the system? How do I look in your program? And then that's when you really know your decision.
What is your expectation right now, just knowing what you know about UAB? And I'm going to ask the same question to you, Jacob, but what is your expectation as far as what you expect from an Andy Kennedy-led program from folks that you've talked to?
These past 2 days, we've had some hard workouts. I know we're going to go hard, play hard, no matter what, and do whatever we can to win. That's kind of what I picked up from Coach Kennedy. I've seen his track record. He has a good track record here. He's in the Hall of Fame. He played here, so I think, you know, we're just going to play hard and they're off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think definitely from his workouts, I just know we're going to be a gritty team. We're going to be hard and aggressive. And I watched his highlights before. I know he's a monster. So I already know we're going to have a lot of energy on this team with everyone that's coming in. So
it's true kudos to you, because I saw a quote in the press release and they had giving UAB fans upon the announcement of your signings, all of your signings, a quote from Andy Kennedy, and he said, "You bring that edge." What is that edge in your mind?
Doing what other people don't think are flashy and cool, diving on the floor, you know, talking, getting a defensive stance, rotating over. Just, I mean, me, like, just playing hard. I don't think I cannot play hard. I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but it's just like once I get on the floor, it's like just a different type of energy. So that's what I bring, my edge.
Yeah, you know, you know, playing hard, you know, playing hard in defense and just cheering on my teammates definitely gets the edge for me. It gets me all hyped up, especially when we're all together, you know, playing hard and just gets me going.
Do you guys have nicknames?
Is it
nicknames that we can say?
Yeah, you call me Pebbles.
Pebbles?
Yeah, it's a little inside joke on the team, but I guess that's what it was. Last year it was Rondo, but we're scratching that because Rondo can't shoot. No diss to Rondo, but that's what I heard on the street.
That was a total diss, Rondo.
Nah, that's what I heard around the block.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't got no nicknames.
You don't have any nickname? No?
I need one, probably.
But you guys have already decided that you're going to start hanging out, right?
You can just call me Kai. We're not doing Pebbles. It was an inside joke. I just wanted to make him over there laugh. All right. Just call me Kai.
So we're calling you Kai, yeah. And you don't have a nickname.
I don't have one.
What about Buckets?
We could do that.
You like Buckets?
Yeah, we could do that.
Buckets full.
I think that, yeah, Buckets. You like that?
Yeah.
Because you're going to be responsible for telling the other teammates this is the new name.
I'll get them rounded up. I'll do it.
Yeah, for sure. Has it been a whirlwind for you guys, just thinking about the start of your career to now where you're sitting here and we're doing this podcast and you're UAB Blazers? How wild is that?
So it felt like yesterday I was talking about my senior year. You know, all the guys like Jalen Wilson and Damian Harmon, the guys came before me, a guy that they're like, bro, take your time, like, enjoy it. It's going to go by fast. I was like, nah, y'all crazy. I'm a senior in college. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I can't even, still processing it.
Yeah, it went by fast. Like, I remember I was going to Coastal Carolina the other day. Now I'm here, yeah. So it went by fast, you know. It's got to take every day, be where your feet's at, so.
Yeah, good old Cliff Ellis.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina. He was at Auburn and coached in Auburn in this state, and you talk about just a guy that's got a lot of personality. Mm-hmm. Does he still like to sing?
Yeah, he showed us his music. He has some music on Apple yeah. Music. I still talk to him to this day. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
I don't know if AK sings.
Yeah, he might,
he don't look like the type to be singing. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like he might rap a little bit. He looks like
Like some Eminem, Vanilla Ice vibes.
Yeah. But one thing he does go dancing, and that's what we're talking about when it comes to March, right?
Yep. Yeah.
What was, if anything that you can share with us, is Andy coach has brought you all into the room, assembled you together for the first 2 days of kind of workouts and acclimation. What was one thing that stood out that he told you? Was it kind of a George Patton like spirited speech?
What did you hear from coach? We haven't really got together yet. I think we're still bringing some players in. Still guys coming in, everybody getting settled in, but I'm sure he's going to hype us up, motivate us, say something when we all get together.
Are we competing for numbers, or in basketball, is that just a lot easier than it is in football? Like jersey number.
I think everybody got their number. You got your number?
Yeah, 12, man.
Yeah, I'm number 2. We got our numbers.
All right, so everybody's good there?
Yeah.
Buckets is good. Kai's good.
Yeah.
Or Pebbles?
Pebbles.
I'm not going to let that go. I shouldn't have said that on my there, huh?
So what is the expectation for the Blazers? It's early on, but what's the goal? How deep?
Yeah, I want to.
We'll talk about team goals, I guess.
I want to win an American. I want to make it to the NCAA tournament.
No.
I think if we all play together, play hard, I think we can make that happen.
I think we can win it all. Yeah. If we just go hard and stay to the the what the program is set standard of, you know, going hard, playing for your teammates, I think we go pretty far. And, you know, we got the attributes and the guys, the talent, you know, mm-hmm. we just got all put together and get going. I think bonding is what really starts it all for off the court.
So how does that happen? Are you going to take it upon yourself, or do you think that this is a group naturally that's going to come together?
I mean, us four just sitting here, you know, waiting to start. We was cracking jokes, laughing. It's like we've been to each other. I mean, but that's what basketball does. Basketball brings friends together that you didn't know you thought, like, you wouldn't have thought of, you know. So
yeah.
I think that's the pretty thing about it. But I think we all going to be straight for sure.
All right, we're going to do some lightning around. These are some quick questions that we ask you guys, and you give answers, and I might have a follow-up. If you have a really interesting answer, or if you don't have an answer, I might ask another question.
Yeah.
All right, we are going to start with Kai. All right, if you were given a chance to fly or breathe underwater, which would you choose and why?
Oh, no. And Jacob said there's a lot about the ocean we don't know.
That's true.
But I'm like, the whole world is the air. Like, I'm going to fly. I can go anywhere I want.
Fly.
You can't go everywhere in the water, you know.
Yeah, I'm going underwater. I want to see what's there, like... What is it? What's the percentage on that? It might be like we only have 8%. We only know 8%.
Yeah, how many layers?
Yeah, we know more about.
How deep are you going? What if Meg's down there though?
No way. That's literally what I said. That's why I told him. I was like, bro, you don't know anything's down there. What's something gonna grab you?
A giant squid.
The Kraken.
I didn't think about that.
I think we got a pretty good idea. You're dodging. You're dodging airplanes. You're dodging birds up in the sky.
I'm gonna be like that Will Smith movie Hancock. I'm gonna be flying through the air, all that.
See, but I'm like you, and I've talked about this on the podcast. I have a reoccurring dream, and it's usually in traffic. And I start doing, like, you know, the bicycle pedal that you would do. You lay on your back, and we used to do it just to kind of warm up and get the blood flowing. But you start doing that, and it levitates you up into the air. How great would that be? Just get wherever you're going.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, but if everybody could do it, we'd have problems. Well, that's why we don't have flying cars. We have the technology to do it, but you've seen how people drive on the road. They still can't drive. What do you think they do up there?
Same thing, can't fly.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going underwater.
Underwater.
And you're going up in the air.
Yeah.
What's your all-time favorite basketball moment?
I say it was going into my senior year. It was junior summer, Peace Jam. I was on Pro Skills. We went 12-0, but... It's not that. It's just that I had only had one offer from UIC going into that, and I came out with 32 after, like, a couple games. So I think that's my biggest one.
Nice. What about you, Buckets?
No, I agree with them. Peach Jam was definitely a cool experience, just playing against all those top players and just, you know, having fun with my team while competing. So,
how did you celebrate your first 40-point game in high school?
I don't know.
No, that's okay.
I probably just... I don't know.
Pop bottles of champagne like you won the finals.
I probably just went home, ate some food.
And got on the game.
Yeah, got on the game.
Yeah, normal high school stuff for sure.
Hobbies outside of basketball, Kai?
I'm an artist, not music artist. I like paint, and
really?
Draw, sculpt. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I did all my tattoos. I drew all of them on my iPad, and then I got like a little book I keep all my drawings in from like years.
What's the tattoo up there on the... Yep.
It's the Atlas statue. It's kind of like a story behind it, just by like I was going through some stuff a couple years back in basketball, and it's like I feel like I had the world on my shoulders.
Yeah.
But then I have another tattoo on my back that says you are never alone, and it kind of connects. So I think everything has a story on me for sure. So I think it's the best.
Have you thought about a dragon?
Yeah, me and mom are actually talking about it. Since I'm gonna graduate from here, I'm actually gonna get a dragon from here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one saved on my phone actually. Yeah.
I think dragon, that you can't go wrong with that.
I'm probably not gonna do like identical to the UAB logo because it's not like realistic like my arm. I'm gonna do like a realistic version of it, but I definitely got it planned.
And we'll just stop right there. Do you guys agree? Dragon is the best mascot ever. Dragon would win.
Yeah. Dragon beats.
If you had
anything.
Mascot versus mascot, I think dragon beats.
I think dragon wins.
I agree.
He flies, he got 100%. Fire. I mean, he bites. I mean, what?
Yeah. It's different. No one, I feel like not many schools have a dragon, right?
A just Baylor Drexel. Bear not fighting no dragon.
Just Drexel, right?
Just Drexel, I think.
Yeah, so we're unique. Hey.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm a boring guy, if I'm being honest with you. I just play video games, man.
Video games?
Video games. If not, I might just drive somewhere.
You play any other sports?
I used to play football when I was younger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You play golf? Tennis? Pickleball?
I try to golf. My swing's off. Like, I don't know how to swing right.
You try switching your
stance? Like, I don't know what hand I am. Like, I just don't know.
Have you tried both?
Yeah, but, like, it just feels weird.
Just
like
do the awkward. Happy Gilmore. You don't need it, really.
It's just... Hey.
telling you.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So.
So video games. Yeah. We got to get you out more.
I know. I know.
It's okay. I go.
Teach him drawing. Teach him how to draw and how to paint.
That'd be.
I'll try. I'll try my best.
One song you have to sing along with when you hear it. There's a lot for me.
Making my way downtown. That one? It's from White Girls. It's one of my favorite movies.
Keep it going.
I ain't seen it in a minute. I ain't gonna lie. Okay. But if we was doing karaoke and the lyrics was on the wall, I'd sing my heart out. No cap. I'll give you that one.
I'll say my favorite, like, I like Taylor Swift a little bit, so I might hit like a You Belong to
You're
Me.
Swiftie?
Yeah, I like the old Taylor Swift stuff.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, bro. He put me on the spot, bro. I wasn't ready. I needed a choreograph. I needed to get my vocals right.
She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers.
Okay, yeah, I wrote that one. I'll give you that.
Molly, the producer, she's a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to a concert?
She's been to many concerts.
Are you like crazy about her? Like the Beyonce fans are
about
Beyonce?
Like the wristbands and stuff?
No.
Okay.
She says she's normal Swiftie. Yeah. She's not the crazy eccentric Swiftie. Who is someone you model your on-court approach after?
My on-court? That's a good question.
I
say my dad. I don't really know how other players approach the game. But
tell us about that.
He passed September, but he kind of just instilled in me, like, go hard all the time. Like, you don't know who's watching.
Yeah.
And that's kind of just been my approach ever since. Like, nobody's going to do it for you. So
that's right.
Yeah, I'd say my older brother. He played basketball, and just growing up and watching him, see how he worked out and how he prepped for games and stuff, definitely. I try to copy him.
You guys have played big boy basketball at other places. You've been to a lot of cool venues. But you can go experiences that you've had as a player, as a spectator, but sports venue. What's the coolest one?
I say my first ever time stepping and actually playing on a collegiate floor at Georgia Stegman Coliseum.
Yeah.
I say just because, you know, I never really thought I'd go to college. Like I said, I kind of blew up later in my high school career, so that was just like a dream come true.
I would say last year when we played Marquette at was it like the FedEx Forum? Yeah, that was crazy. That was huge. Yeah,
they do play in Milwaukee Arena. Yeah,
was what's that like for you guys? You go into an arena at this level. Is there a little bit of, you ever hyperventilate a little bit?
No, I got to get ready for a game. So my heart starts to pound out of his chest, like in the cartoons. You see,
yeah.
Yeah, I get to feel like that.
How do you settle the heart rate? Especially you're going to the free throw line. You got to settle it. You've been running up and down the court.
Got to breathe.
Yeah, I think you once you're in a game, you know, you kind of just, after them 5 minutes, everybody's going to say them 5 minutes is hard, but then after that, you get your second win, you're good.
Everybody has a routine. Do you have superstitions?
Yeah, I tie my shoelaces four times.
Four? So you don't start and then start over, like one time and then time, but you have four knots?
Yeah. It's just a thing I've always done since I've been playing basketball.
Is that something that you can feel as the knots are bouncing on the top
of
the
shoe?
That would annoy me.
Yeah.
It's like the way the shoe like is tied to my foot. Like I can feel like if it's a little too loose, I don't like it. I got to restart all the knots.
What about you, Buckets?
Mine's like shoes. Like if I play good in the shoe, I'm always wearing the shoe. If I play bad, I'm switching up the shoe.
You're switching the shoe. Yeah. How many pairs of shoes do you guys usually have at your disposal during a season? If I don't even know if these are questions I'm supposed to ask, but Coach isn't here, so I'll ask.
No, I had like, I think 7 pairs, but I only ended up wearing one just because I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Just switching up shoes. I don't know how people do it. I can only play in one, wearing 2 pairs of shoes. It just feels weird.
I had like 3 team shoes. Yeah. So.
What is your weakness?
What do you mean by weakness?
What's something that you feel like you could be better at, or
basketball or life?
Either.
I say life, just communicating. Like, I'm not really the one to reach out sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of to myself, antisocial kind of in a way.
So you're an introvert?
Yeah, I say I am. And then in basketball, my everyday approach, consistency. Coach Shu is actually helping me now. He's texting me every day, stack days, just going hard every day. I feel like this year is going to be the year I can really do that.
Yeah.
For me, probably just basketball-wise, I would say stay positive. Stay positive when things doesn't go your way. Just be positive.
Don't get down on yourself.
Yeah, because I always believe in, like, what you speak, what happens to you. So, like, say you speak down on yourself, he's going to bring it all to you. So
speaking into existence.
Yeah, I'm all about the manifestation and all that.
So. I like that.
After basketball, is it a career in art or is it something else?
See, that's what I'm still trying to figure out. I really never had, like, a plan B, I guess.
Going back to the last question, though, about you saying being really reserved and an introvert, you strike me as somebody, you're not gonna go out of your way to do that. But once that's all been cleared, yeah. You seem like that you'd be the opposite of that.
I'm like a hermit crab. Cool, once I know you and I'm comfortable with you, I come out of my shell. But if I don't know you, I'm not really,
Yeah, I got
myself.
Something to say real quick. When I first came to the gym, we was working out. But this dude was dunking and screaming in the gym. Yeah, I think he might have like an alter ego or something.
In between
think,
them lines, is just
like he's
different
a different person.
In between lines is different me.
Yeah, yeah.
A whole bunch of joy comes out.
That's,
for real.
Mm-hmm. That's Super Kai.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super Kai. I like that.
And Kyron Lindsay. Jacob Meyer. Kai Buckets.
Buckets.
Kai,
big buckets.
You're responsible for promoting. Like, you got to keep pushing Buckets.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Hashtag Buckets. Straight
Hashtag
Buckets.
Buckets.
Only Bucket. Yep. It's just going to be a picture of his face.
You know what your answer should have been when I said weakness? You should have said Nissen.
Ooh.
That'd have been good.
That's Aura Farming right there.
Yeah.
We're about to meet two more of your teammates.
Clip that.
Hey, guys, welcome to Birmingham. I'm sure we'll be visiting plenty, but I know that UAB fans, the faithful, super excited about the fresh faces, the talent, the people, the players that you are, and we're very proud to have you here.
Man, I can't wait.
Yes,
sir. I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Inferno Podcast.
Go
You're going to meet two more Blazers as we continue.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back into the Inferno Podcast. Our Student Athletes of the Week segment continues as we continue to get to know the newest additions of the 2025-2026 UAB men's basketball team. We got Ari Gooch. Ari, raise your hand to our viewers home. By the way, Andy Kennedy said, if I had a son, I'd name him Ari Gooch. That's the coolest name ever. Ari Gooch Kennedy.
That's great coming from Coach Kent right there.
Yes. Evan Chapman, how are you?
I'm good. Can't complain.
You guys are teammates, so you know you're coming from McLennan there in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
But Ari, you come all the way originally from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
Up north.
Mm-hmm.
Way up north.
Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, basically.
It might as well be Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told you, I really had a good experience when I was in Minneapolis. But you said you have not had the Juicy Lucy cheeseburger.
No, I got to check that
out.
Yeah,
put that on list. But you're in a great food town. Let's start with background and how you guys eventually got to Birmingham. Teammates at McLennan there in the state of Texas. When did UAB, Evan, I'll start with you. When did UAB kind of come on the radar?
I went to a camp in Georgia last summer, and then that's when I met AK and Coach Cross, and then from there it just went, and I knew this was where I wanted to be. I didn't really entertain a lot of other schools because when I came on my visit, I already knew I was going to.
What was it about those conversations that you had with AK and the coaching staff early on where you just felt like, yeah, that's going to be a good spot for me?
I don't know. They were just cool. You know, it wasn't much to it. It don't take a lot, but yeah, they were just cool, easy to talk to.
What about you, Ari?
Yeah, that sounded about right. For me, what game was it? It was the Ranger game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Ranger game. After that, I kind of got more in touch with Coach Cross, and he used to come to practices to see Evan, so it kind of led up to that after that game. So, but now, like he said, they're cool. They're in the play style. They said that we kind of fit that description and that mean intensity. So,
had you guys ever been to Birmingham prior to your arrival here?
Never.
Never been to Alabama. Or
did you know about Birmingham as a city, the size of the city that it is?
Not at all.
No?
Nah.
Okay. So what are you've been here for a couple of days. There's time, but what do you think? What are the first impressions?
I like it, especially at nighttime. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Downtown, kind of a cool scene.
Yeah, it's cool for sure.
You got a little bit to do here.
Yeah.
Right.
No, for sure. Y'all got a lot of hills too. I did not expect that.
Yeah, I got trees.
For real, yeah.
Not a whole lot of hills there in Waco.
Straight corn and farmland out there.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yep. You got the Brazos River. Is that right?
Yeah.
You swim in that thing?
No, not swim. I fish, not swim.
We got plenty of lakes here, too.
Okay, we'll be there for sure.
Yeah. What do you guys look for, or what were you looking for when you looked at characteristics of a basketball program? Because I know you guys had option. Ari, start with you. What were you looking for?
I say development. I feel like I take that very serious. And with me not playing much basketball, like I didn't play AAU growing up and I played 1 year of varsity. So me to just coming into the, like just to develop and to get better every single day, I feel like that's really important for me.
Evan, hang on. So 1 year of varsity basketball, didn't play AAU. Mm-hmm. What, just late bloomer?
I want to say that I actually got injured a lot and I kind of didn't know where to start with the AAU process and what that looked like growing up. So, but yeah, here we are.
Has college basketball always been a dream for you?
Absolutely. I've always dreamed of it as a kid. So
a lot of frozen winter days out on the streets or in the driveway.
Yeah, for sure.
In Minneapolis.
Yeah, shovel the driveway, 8 inches of snow. So
you don't have to worry about that here.
No, not at all.
Heat maybe every now and then.
No, it's hot down here. Y'all got heat for real. Like
humidity is real, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What about you, Evan?
Yeah, me, I was looking for like a real program, somewhere I'm going to get pushed, you know. Kind of like he said, I'm going to get better regardless here. Like, I don't have a choice. So something like that. That's really what I was looking for. And I realized that that's what that is here, like looking on their past teams and what everybody's done. So
what is the expectation now that you've learned a lot more about the UAB program, the history, the success, and it started with Gene Bartow, and you know that – AK was a part of that, and then what AK's done in his tenure so far as the head coach, the expectation, and it's a high level that's been set, but what is the expectation in your eyes?
I'd say to just win.
Mm-hmm. And to compete every day and win at all costs, for sure.
You're a guard. You're a forward slash what?
Forward, wing, all that.
Wing. You play the three.
Yes, sir.
But you could play big.
Definitely.
If you need to. What's the strength of your game? You're breaking yourself down.
I say shooting.
Yeah.
From anywhere.
I was going to bring that up. You can shoot the rock. Now, we've already come up with a nickname for Jacob Meyer. His nickname is now Buckets.
Okay.
Buckets. He averaged 38 points per game high school. Pretty good. That's and can wild. Shoot it. But his name is Buckets. Do you have a nickname?
I don't.
No.
Nah.
We'll get one for you. Just give me about 20 minutes. I'll come up with a nickname.
All right.
So strength of your game, shooting the ball.
Yes, sir.
Anywhere.
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. Humbly.
Never saw a shot that you were afraid of.
Oh, yeah. That's accurate.
What's the most consecutive threes you've ever knocked down? Just shooting around?
I actually don't know.
You don't know?
Nah.
It's been a bunch?
I'd say so.
What's the strength of your game? Ari.
I say my intensity. I feel like I have a lot of the intangibles, like hustle, get on the floor, rebound, box out, things of that nature. So, but if I had to say like a specific skill, yeah, I don't know. I have a lot of intangibles though. You got to give me a think on that, but yeah.
So how do you envision yourself? Let's just go on the offensive side of things.
Right.
How do you envision yourself and what you've seen so far from AK and what the Blazers have?
I'd say I'm not quite sure, but whatever role that he wants me to play, I'm willing to play it to win. So
how the unknowns of not knowing who your teammates are going to be, you know, your coaches, you know, the program that you're playing for, but now with the transfer portal, you don't know who they're going to sign after that. I know it's you have trust in yourself. How big was it for you guys to already have that existing relationship and knowing that you were going to the same place?
It definitely helps, makes stuff a little bit easier.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
But aren't there question marks about playing time? These other guys that are coming in, where do I fit? How many minutes? Are those not real conversations that are happening at that point? I'm just asking because I don't know.
No, I feel like it crosses everybody's mind, but I feel like that's not the main thing that is like our focus, I guess. I don't know how to really word it, but yeah. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. It's not really – it's definitely a thought, but you don't really – it's not something I talk about every day.
Just keep your nose down and keep working.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens.
Is there a certain coaching style that you respond to, a certain personality of a coach that you respond to better than others? Or is there no preference?
I feel like I can adjust to any, honestly, so I really don't have a preference.
Yeah, right with Evan.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we continue. Ari Gooch, Evan Chapman, two of your newest UAB Blazers joining us here on the Inferno podcast. I do want to ask you guys before we get into lightning round and learning a little bit more about it, what for the high school players or maybe for the college players that have not experienced the transfer portal to this point or maybe hasn't had that setback or that injury, what's the best advice you could give some of those younger guys?
I say work, because coming from JUCO, it's not really – there's not many people at the games. It's like you just got to keep your nose down and just stay humble and keep yourself grounded. Don't get too high. Don't get too low.
Right, because you never know when anybody's watching, especially in JUCO, because you don't see a lot of people at the games. But people are definitely watching. So
be honest. What can you remember a game where you could count on two hands maybe the number of fans that were in the stands? Was it ever that low?
I feel like our JUCO, they had a really good support system for us, I'd say.
I'm just wondering, I know during the pandemic, you could hear individual conversations going on in the gym because they limited how many people could come in. Absolutely. And then it got awkward when everybody got quiet. And then you heard that one conversation coming out. I didn't know if it was quite that way.
No, some JUCOs are definitely like that, though. Me and Evan got blessed to play in a great conference and a great environment, so...
Definitely.
How much have you been able to interact with your new teammates just 2 days?
I got here 13 hours ago, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little. So it's, hey, Ari, by the way, you're going to be doing a podcast. Welcome to Birmingham.
Yeah, welcome to Birmingham.
Yeah. Well, this is the way we're going to throw you in. You throw you in the fire, right?
Absolutely.
This is the Inferno. All right, we're going to learn more about you.
All right, perfect. Let's do it.
It seems like you're more comfortable talking about that. What away from the court interests Ari Gooch?
I'm not going to brag, but I am a pretty good skater.
Skater.
But yeah, I know how to get
a little. Are we talking group. Figure skating, rollerblading?
No, quad skates.
Like quad skates.
Quad skates and a roller rink. Like, I'm, trying to tell you.
I don't know anything about this. Have you seen him skate?
Yeah, he used to try to get me to skate, but not my
He dad. Never wanted to go with me. Yeah. I'm just by myself on that one.
So there's the skate park downtown. I don't know if that's the same. That's probably not the same deal, is it?
Is it like a skateboard or is it like...
Well, yeah, it looks like something that would be. So what are you looking for when you're going and doing the quad skate? Like
whatever
the... Is there like a park or is it just an open area?
Whatever the music is, just vibe. Yeah, I don't know how else to put it. Just get groovy, you know?
Outside of basketball, what do you like to do?
I like to fish a little bit. I'm still kind of a beginner, but I like to fish for sure.
Like bass fishing?
Yeah. Whatever bites the hook.
You seem like a really chill, laid back dude. Is that your on court demeanor? Or do you have a alter ego that takes over when you're on the court?
I definitely have alter ego.
I was about to say, yeah.
So what would your alter ego be?
I don't know. I feel like I can get into the moment. Like, we got a lot of momentum. I'm going to be like loud.
You chirp a little bit.
Yeah. You chirping? You chirping?
Just a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, just a little bit. Not too much.
I'm definitely loud, for sure.
You're like, loud too?
Absolutely, yeah. You could ask, on defense. I'm always yelling, screaming, so.
What's your pet peeve on the court?
I'm going to have to slide that question to Evan. I can't really think of nothing off the top of my head, but.
I hate when I'm guarding somebody that's like real sweaty or the ball is wet. That's like top three
real
worst.
Sweaty and and the ball is wet.
Yeah, like dripping sweat. Like you can't even shoot a free throw. Like I don't like it.
I don't blame you there.
Yeah,
you be having to guard the post too. So I'm already knowing.
Mm-hmm. Get up close and personal.
Yeah,
while you're chirping, telling dude he smells bad.
Yeah.
I'd have to say that too. I can't think of none on the top of my head. So,
do you, as fans, the officiating reviews have gotten crazy, especially in the last 2 minutes of basketball games.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. It extends the game. It seems like 35 minutes. Is that welcome to you? Does that annoy you guys? Like, why are we reviewing that? Or in real time, you just look maybe glad that you're being able to catch a breath.
Yeah, I feel like it's in the moment. Like you don't really care about what's. Or for me personally. I won't say anything really like annoys me. I'm just so focused on the game and just wanting to win. So,
what was the question?
I'm trying to remember now. What did I ask you?
You said, "Do you feel like that gets in the way of like, or does that annoy you when you have to review over like a timeout or a bad call?"
Yeah, pet peeves.
I like the little break.
Yeah,
I like the little break. I tend to get tired, so I like the break. But I don't want to come off the court, so that little break is cool.
I feel that.
Do you, and kind of ask this in a different way, but how do you envision yourself with what you know right now in the style of play that has been presented to you, and you, how you think?
I feel like running and shooting, rebounding. I feel like I can fit in well with that running gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say that too. I feel like in JUCO we play really fast paced, and I love getting up and down the court. I love running, jump, like all type of stuff. So I feel like me and Evan will fit into that style perfectly.
Music. What's your music? All right.
Old R&B.
Old R&B?
Old R&B.
So are you an old soul?
Yeah, I'm an old soul.
In that way?
Yeah, for sure. No doubt. I'm trying to tell you. Go ahead, sorry.
No. What's your go-to? Old R&B?
You want me to sing it?
Yeah.
No, I'm playing. I'm not singing it. But that's a very vague question. Like, there's so many choices. So it's like...
Well, just pick one. Just give me one.
I listen to a lot of Neo. Mm-hmm. I'd say Neo's good. Yeah.
That's good. Neo.
Mm-hmm. So Sick of Love. So Sick. That's probably one of my favorite songs. So,
what about you?
I'm more of a like modern type of hip hop rap music. But I'm not a big music person. I don't listen to a lot of music. Like, even when I'm driving, I'll probably put on a podcast.
Podcast?
Before music.
What kind of podcast?
Anything talking about sports, really.
Anything sports-wise?
Yeah.
What about TV shows? You watch a lot of TV or no?
Not that much.
A little bit. A little bit.
What was your favorite show growing up?
I'd say, like, okay, I probably shouldn't have been watching this, but, like, Power. Or like
we Snowfall. Get Power a lot.
Yeah.
Power a lot on this podcast. Doesn't matter the sport. That's a popular answer. Is that Power for you or?
No, I don't really watch TV that much, to be honest. But when I do, or what's that new show? Snowfall. Snowfall, that's fire.
Yeah.
Best movie you ever saw?
I'm not a big movie person, but I like that Will Smith movie, Hitch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Kung Fu Panda. Sorry.
Actually, I got a different answer. Cars. Cars is the best movie
I've ever watched. Oh, that's so thorough. Yep.
All three of them. Yeah.
If you were given a chance to fly or breathe underwater, which would you choose as a superhuman power?
Fly, for sure.
Fly.
Fly, yeah, fly. Yeah.
You can't skate underwater.
No, you can't do that.
I guess technically you could.
Yeah, you technically, yeah.
So. Think about the different places that you could skate, though, on top of skyscrapers, if you had the ability to fly to get up there with your skates.
I don't think I'd skate if I could fly, but if that ever came across my mind, I probably would.
You would not if you could fly.
I'd just be flying everywhere, yeah. That'd be fire.
All right. Someone you model your on-court play after?
Brandon Ingram or Kevin Durant. A little bit of both.
What about their play? Did you say, yeah, I like that?
I like that, like, no matter what you do on defense, it really doesn't alter their shot.
Yeah?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want, for real.
What about you, Ari?
I won't say I look at a player and, like, translate it on the court because I'm my own player, you know? Yeah. But I have heard people say, like, Colin Sexton or Pat Bev, just like the defensive intensity and just go, go, go. So,
you guys foodies, you really appreciate food. We talked a little bit about food. You hadn't had the Juicy Lucy and you were telling me about a sandwich you got. You like food?
I keep it the same.
What'd you keep it of?
Chipotle and Chick-fil-A.
Chipotle and Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You go with a bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about Chick-fil-A?
I probably get some chicken strips. A meal and then add a sandwich just if I'm feeling big.
Yeah. All right.
10 piece.
Man.
Yeah, McDonald's. Actually, Chick-fil-A too. If you, what is it? The number one, you need a high C, Polynesian sauce, side of mac and cheese, you put the mac and cheese on it. That's chef's kiss right there.
That mac and cheese, that's legit.
Not for real.
You guys cook at all?
Little bit, not nothing.
I thought
crazy.
I knew the answer based on your answers there. I think I pretty much knew the answer of that. Favorite sports venue that you've been to as a fan, participant?
I'd say Texas football stadium. That's pretty much the only one I've really been to. But
yeah, I say a Gophers game in Minnesota when I was a little kid. I remember that. That was
football or basketball?
Basketball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the? They still do? They still play in the old place?
Yeah, it's old. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
You check your jacket when you walk in there? Do they have like a coat check, or do you take it to your seat?
No, you just take it to your
I
seat.
I just figured it would being that cold.
It'd be pretty nice if they had hangers, though. You know?
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
That you could hang it up. What's the coldest you've ever been? Negative what? Negative 20?
I remember one time it was negative 40 one day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they cancel school for that?
I think so. It was Antarctica for real.
You never been that cold, have you?
Nah. 70 degrees.
Yeah.
And y'all shut down if it's any snow here, right? That's what I've heard.
Pretty much. Sometimes, Ari, we shut down if there's a threat of snow. Yeah. Put that in perspective.
Yeah, that's...
We don't know how to handle it. We're not as equipped as cities, states that get a whole lot of snow. We don't invest that, and wisely so, because it so rarely happens because we're in this part of the country. But when it does happen, yeah, there's a little bit of a freak out on some people. So I'm not going to point any fingers, but yeah, there's some freak out going on. Milk and bread, those are always the first things to go at the grocery store. Clear them out. Milk and bread people have been making a lot of money here in the South forever, because that's always what gets cleared out first. Don't ask me why.
Why?
Do you drink? I don't. You drink a lot of milk?
Nah, I'd say nah. Mm-mm.
Gatorade and water.
So now that you've been here 13 hours, what are your expectations for the next month as you get settled in?
It's hard work. As simple as that. Just grinding. Just keep pushing the way I always have.
Evan?
I'd say they're like the same. Work. You don't have an excuse now. Like, you have all the things you need out here. So, just get in work.
And team,
no excuse. You got to.
And team chemistry too. I feel like we've known them for like 6 hours, and we kicking it off good. So yeah. I say team chemistry. And once you have that team chemistry, it's easier on the court to make the right play and make the right move. So,
when have you met everybody? So far, are you? There's still maybe a couple of guys that you haven't met.
Yeah, I got to meet a few more people. I'm not sure about it.
No, same.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that planned, or is that just something that's going to happen naturally?
I think it's going to happen naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Just see them at the gym. And simple as that.
It's just fascinating. Everybody coming together all at once, and hey, you guys, you're going to be a team. But I guess that's part of today. And what you get with the transfer portal. But it's actually really cool to have all of you guys coming in, different backgrounds, a little bit of similarity with you guys coming from the same junior college, but everybody in the same boat, and there's really no pre-existing relationships, right? With the exception of you two.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's exciting, though. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be dope.
Yeah. We're looking forward to you guys. Evan, Ari, great to have you as part of the Blazer family. Welcome to Birmingham.
I appreciate
you. Thank you.
And we appreciate it. You're going to have to teach me more about the skate thing.
Hey, if you need help, I got you, for real.
I know you do. I know for you real. Do. You wear padding when you do that?
No.
Mm-mm.
You might want padding, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'll continue the Inferno podcast. Inferno podcast continues. You know, when I think back to my childhood and I think about some of those fun moments, some of those fun memories, a lot of them happen during the summertime. You think vacation and being out of school, that's great. But also you think about camp, summer camp. And I'm not talking, and those are great, just about your typical summer camp, when we think about canoeing, kayaking, archery, crafts, skits, all of that good stuff. But how about a specific sport, and to be trained by some of the best in the business? Check out UABsports.com, and across the summer months, whether it's Johnny or Susie and they're interested in a particular sport, or they just want to learn more about it, they can do so with a host of different sports across the UAB campus. You can find out more, as always, comprehensive list of the camps, information about those camps, but also up-to-date news, scheduling, and all you need to know green and gold athletics there at UABsports.com. This is the Inferno Podcast, the official podcast of UAB Athletics. Blazer fans, this is the place each week to get an inside look into UAB Athletics. This episode is brought to you by Pearl River Resort.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.